It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yeah, spit cheese on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
My daddy left us. I was only 6 months older than you are now.
I don't remember him. You will remember me.
Jackie Robinson, a black man in white baseball.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
In my heart.
Think about the abuse that he's gonna take.
Your enemy will be out in force, but you cannot meet him on his own low ground.
What you gonna do if one of these pitchers throws through your head?
I'll duck.
Mark my words and circle this date. Negroes are gonna run the white man straight out of baseball.
This ain't the America I know. You hear me?
If they knew you, they would be ashamed.
If Robinson can help us win, then he is gonna play on this ball club.
You don't belong here, and you never will.
Get off the field.
Brooklyn Dodgers ain't changing our way of living.
They're wearing me down.
You are not the only one with something at stake here.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
You give me a uniform. You give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
I father, I Brooklyn Dodger them. I Jack, I Rob, I send. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen.
I'm just a ball player.
You a hero.
Why don't you look in the mirror? This is a white man's game.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
I'm a Brooklyn boy. I may take some getting used to.
Maybe tomorrow we'll all wear 42.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
That is a trailer to the new movie, the new Jackie Robinson movie, 42, in theaters right now. And as a sports fan, I'm darn excited to see another great sports movie getting lots of accolades. And what a story that is, the transcending of and the breaking down of barriers and the color that no longer matters or should not matter in today's world. Jackie Robinson being the first black man to play Major League Baseball, and what a story. That'd be a great story to take your youngster out to and give him a taste of overcoming and becoming a victor, and also the character of who we are now as a country, those barriers that we broke down and still continue to fight through. But what a great story that is. Jackie Robinson, one of the all-time greats, of course, the new movie 42 out in theaters right now. We got a great Saturday morning here in the Heartland. Sun is out. I'd heard rumors that the sun existed, and this morning after workout, come outside and see the sun again. It's not just rumors. There is a sun, and we're finally getting some spring-like weather here in southern Iowa, and that means track and tennis and baseball is in the air, and we're going to talk a little bit of track this morning. Coach Todd Ratliff had a chance to catch up with him and talk about his record-breaking team that he's got running the oval here in Albion. What a group of guys that he's got. What an outstanding coaching staff. You look at the staff he's put together, and you know, when you start the head guy, the CEO, he's got such high character, and then to surround himself with all the amazing talent that he has there to help our young runners become their best, which is the pursuit of should be the pursuit of all of our lives, just to be our best. But sometimes, when you are at your best, you can be the best, and that is what we're fighting on the track this year. This this track team has got a chance to really be something special, and records are breaking already, and this is young season. You know, we get the sun out today, and runners love that. It's a little bit of warmth to take and warm up those muscles, but this has been a tough spring to try to get the workouts in. If you're a golfer, you know, what a challenge it's been to be outside. If you're a tennis player, the wind and the rain, you know, and the snow that lasted forever, and of course, as a track guy, you know, you got to get your muscles warmed up, and it's really hard to get the reps in this early in the season. And so for the track guys to be doing as well as they are this early, man, I'll tell you what, the future is absolutely brighter than the sun that's shining here today in beautiful Albion, Iowa. The tennis team is also off to a great start. They're undefeated, the boys' tennis team, and we're going to talk with Coach Joe Judge here in just a few minutes about their outstanding start and a very promising season ahead for the Albion tennis team. And as we go through these spring season, we're going to check out the girls' golf and boys' golf. As always, Coach Mike Dewey and Coach Marty Hermson are doing a great job with the boys and girls golf teams, and the girls' track is also having an outstanding season. So we've got a lot to talk about here in our spring sports. But right now, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come right back. We're going to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff after this timeout. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2012 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. SIPC.
I wanna rock!
It's Broadway's biggest party, Rock of Ages. Featuring the greatest tunes of the 80s. Don't miss the five-time Tony-nominated musical that the New York Times calls impossible to resist.
Presented by Des Moines Performing Arts at the Civic Center, April 26th through 27th. Visit DesMoinesPerformingArts.org for tickets.
Rock of Ages.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. This busy Saturday morning, this busy sports Saturday morning. It's prom Saturday here in Albion, and I know all the ladies are getting their hair done, their nails, and probably stressing out about the last minute accessories and all the things they got to go through to get ready for prom tonight. But girls, just relax and enjoy the ride. It's going to be a great time tonight. Looks like the Mother Nature is going to give us a beautiful night. Prom 8, 7:30 at the high school. And that's always fun to see our kids get dressed up and celebrate them. And we're going to have some fun tonight. After prom, it's going to go all night long. And the work that has went into making after prom possible, you know, to keep our kids give them an alternative to the things that we don't want them to do. And I'm really grateful that our community has really embraced that. The kids have a great time at After Prom. The parents do an amazing job of raising money. And that's oftentimes most of it through the haunted house that you hear us talk about in the fall during football season. So kudos to all those who worked hard tonight. It comes to fruition and have lots and lots of fun. We had a lot of fun during the Stump the Chumps. I want to thank all the chumps that have been so graceful in their defeat with my tremendous victory. I'm not one to gloat, but I did pick Louisville, and I am the champion of Stump the Chumps. And sorry for all those other suckers that that didn't do so well, but I don't like to gloat. That's not my style. Joe Millage dead last, but I didn't want to have to mention that. But I want to give a shout-out to our winners here, a big-time winner, and Nancy Snakenberg. Nancy, with 146 points, she is the Stump the Chump champion, and Nancy has won an amazing grand prize package, including the Milwaukee Cordless Toolkit that even has a cordless radio courtesy of Mac Hardware of Sheraton. Mac Hardware sponsoring this year's grand prize, the Milwaukee Cordless Toolkit. Man, if you know anything about tools, you'll know that Milwaukee is some of the very, very, very best, and that'll be a cordless toolkit. So maybe Sydney. Nancy has a little honey-do list that she wants to hand these off to her significant other. Bill Knowles, you are runner-up with 143 points. Congratulations, Bill. And Mike Rockwell, just 1 point behind Bill Knowles at 142. So a great Stump the Chumps. 1,100 participants this year, and we're so thankful for all of you who have been a part of it this year and the money that's been raised for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and that money courtesy of KIIC and Community First Credit Union, and that check will be presented coming up here in just a few weeks when we go down there and do Race for the Cure. So thank you to all of you who participated. Congratulations, Nancy, on your big victory, and you did a great job of picking them. Man, what a percentage. I think she was nearly 78% of her picks were right. So congratulations, Nancy Snakenberg, the champion of Stump the Chumps. Well, lots going on here in the sports world locally. Tennis and track are going to be the topic of discussion this morning. I had a chance before the track team left this morning to off to their races. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff, and here's the conversation we had.
With me now is the outstanding head coach of the Albion track team, boys track team, head coach Todd Ratliff. Coach, you guys are running fast and breaking records.
Yeah, you know what? We're having a good spring so far. We just want to hope we continue that on. We've got some guys working really hard. I mean, from the top of the order down to the bottom of the order. You know, we had a great day up at Wilton. It was a perfect day to run, and the guys came to run.
Coach, you know, the weather hasn't been so kind to getting the kind of reps you really want to get on your team, and you worry about the proper stretching and getting warm when the weather's like it is. How are you guys overcoming it? Because you not only early in the season are you getting some outstanding times, but you're getting outstanding times early in the season in a tough running year.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that's attributed to some of the extra guys we have on staff this year. Coach Bill Winke came in, and he's real good with form and working with that type of stuff. And Coach Pilcher the same way, both sprinting coaches, per se, and that's really helped. We do a lot more build-ups to get our legs warmed up and loosened up. But these guys are focused, so they're willing to do that extra work to get ready.
Coach, you know, in the sprints that you guys are doing well, but you're also getting some really outstanding times in the distance as well.
You know, you're right, and we've got some younger guys that are turning those times in. You know, J.D. Anderson's the team captain, struggling just a little bit right now in his running, but he's gonna get back there. He's a battler. But you're right, sophomore Tyler Passett has been turning in some good two-mile times. He's dropped his personal best two of the last three meets we've gone to. He's also dropping his time in the mile. He's down to a 5:15, and we look for him to break that five-minute mark. Freshman Caleb Boley is the one that's really come onto the scene as well, and he's running right around a 5:10 mile, and we think he's going to break that five-minute mark too.
Pretty impressive times there for on the distance, Coach. But you're getting some amazing times there in the sprints and your medleys. You know, it's really it's pretty amazing the results that we're getting here. And I go back to this is early in the year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we've still got another full week before Drake Relays cutoff, and then a week and a half before Drake Relays. Usually, you see those times fall after that mid-season mark. But Alex Schultz, I've been running like a possessed man, as has Brett Leshen and Luke and Ryan Sarver. And they've teamed up in those short relays, the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and just turn in some impressive times.
Well, Coach, I sit here and think about, you know, the kind of the journey that we've kind of been on together over the years, from the point that you came into this program and took over and got the numbers up, started getting results and cross country and in running and doing that without a track and sometimes challenged to try to get those hurdles and those distance races all, you know, where the guys could get the reps to really understand their steps. And now you got this track and we're seeing how much of a difference having that type of facility can make.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and I still, in my evening prayers, I thank God for Bob Scott and CJ Hughes. Those were the only two kids coming back from that last team when I was the assistant coach. I remember taking a car down to Davis County one meet, and we went four field events for each of those guys. And then we were on the road. We stopped, I think, and ate some pizza on the way home. But, you know, it's changed quite a bit. The track is a huge benefit to us, and we've seen a good share of the records come down since that track's been built here. I thank the community and Mr. Crawl and everyone who was involved in getting that going. But yeah, you know, we're blessed. We've got good kids here in Albia. We've got kids that are willing to work hard, and those ones that work hard really seem to excel.
Well, I see you know, you talked about some of your coaches. I'm going to grab Coach Winky and talk with him in just a second, but he came on to the program, and it's great to have guys that are technicians of the sport. You know, it's one thing working with Coach Winky, I've worked with him in sports, he's able to really see things and break things down and then be able to communicate that to the kids so that they can understand it.
Yeah, you know, he's a gift sent to the team this year, and he talks with us, and he's really made those connections with some of the kids on the team to help them change their form, improve their form, and become better runners.
Hey, Coach, Bill Winky, the cross country, or with cross country, with the track team. Hey, but I
just run 100 meters, let alone.
I just gave you a promotion, you know, you came onto the program. You know, I've got to work with you over the years in football and other sports, and knew you were an outstanding athlete, and knew you had a passion for running. But you really have been able to bring into the program the technique and be able to break it down so the kids can understand it.
Well, hopefully, I can help out in that way. I think the just having more eyes around the track and more support for the kids when they're running, I think that helps a lot. Just being able to, you know, say, come on, man, you can do this, you know, fight him off. And you know, we try to focus on that, having somebody at every corner, really pushing the kids along. So, you know, I at the very least, I feel like I can help the other coaches and hopefully I can help the kids some too.
Talking to Coach a couple of weeks ago, you brought some of the video in to help out as well, and that kind of technology allows the kids to, you know, they can hear you say what they're doing, but seeing it can really make it sit in their mind.
Yeah, that was real cool. With our normal job, we've got access to all that stuff, and we shot some high-speed video, and you can go just frame by frame and see every little part of the form of the runner, and, you know, you might miss it when you're watching it, but you sure don't miss it when you break it down frame by frame, so that's pretty cool.
Outstanding group of athletes here you guys got running. It has to make a lot of fun, and the potential for this team is just it's off the charts.
Yeah, that's the coolest part for me. It's inspiring just to go out and watch them run. I mean, they're so fast, and they're so dedicated, and the potential there, like you said, we've got some relays here that could be state championship quality relays, so it's neat just to be a part of it.
Coach Ratliff, you surround yourself with great guys like this. One, you're not working, buddy. You're playing.
Yeah, you know, I joke around sometimes with the other coaches that I'd be here if I had to pay to do it, much less having them pay me to be here. It's pretty amazing. Hey, something else to look for here in the next few meets. We've got Coach Harris coming down. He's working with our shot and disc guys. He started Thursday with us, approached me and asked if he could work with those. I think you're going to see Dylan Perkins, KJ, who's already – they're both throwing pretty well, but you're going to see those guys, Hunter, Girth, Josiah Harris, Caleb Mon, you're going to see some extra length coming out of our throwers, too.
Well, Coach, congratulations. You guys are having a great season, but, man, we're just getting this thing started.
I hope so. I think it's going to be a fun year. Like Coach Winky said, these guys have their sights not set on Macon State, but coming home with state titles.
Well, we're going to take a time out, come back, and we're going to talk with another outstanding coach on this coaching staff, Coach Jeff Beal. We're going to talk about something he's got going on. And you got guys that not only coach, you got guys that not only helping coach, but, man, they're out there running with the guys.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see these other guys running with them. You know, I run behind them now, but, you know, Coach Winky, he runs with them. Coach Beal, he runs with those distance guys. So it's a pretty fun time.
Well, it took you about 10 years to get to recognize my face after running with you all those years. Only a runner would understand that one. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, and talk with Coach Jeff Beal about something that's going on here in a couple weeks. And we'll be right back at this time out. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola, has a great selection of pre-owned inventory, high-quality travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, plus miscellaneous vehicles. All of the pre-owned units at Vaughn's RV are completely inspected. If you're ready for a great adventure, Vaughn's pre-owned RV is ready for your enjoyment. Some units come with a 90-day guarantee. See Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola.
Check out Pizza Hut's great big deal. Get a large two-topping pizza for just $7.99. That's right, $7.99 for a large two-topping pizza. Top it up for $2 more and make it a specialty pizza. Dine in, carry out, or delivery.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
With me now is Coach Jeff Beal and the Albia track and cross country team. And Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about the Albia track team, but you got something that's going on that's going to be a lot of fun as well, and for a great cause.
Yeah, next Saturday over at Sheraton, we're going to have a Red Bud Run Walk. What it is Hy-Vee is a big sponsor of juvenile diabetes, and at the warehouse, the Sheraton store, Midwest Heritage Bank, which is Hy-Vee's bank, where our fundraiser for this area is going to be a run walk, a 5K. So we're big fans of trying to kick out that juvenile diabetes. So if we can get people to sign up for this and get a little bit of money drawn for it, that's all the better.
Well, it's a run and walk, and one of the things I like a lot about it is that the time, particularly this time of year, is a little bit different than most races, which allows people maybe to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, usually you'll see the 5K starting like at 8 o'clock in the morning because of heat stuff, but with this, they're having the Red Bud Festival over at Sheraton, and they've got some other things going on, and this is the first time this has been run, so we had a little bit of difference on opinions of what time it should start, but we decided to go with 10:30, so it's a little bit more easily accessible and maybe a little bit warmer than would normally be for a cool time of the year.
Well, it's always great to get together and for a good cause, JDRF, the run and the walks. That's a 5K. It looks like a fairly flat course.
You're still going to have a couple hills when you get over close to the football field, but other than that, it should be a pretty good course. And they've measured it out, so it's going to be just right at 5K. So,
well, Coach, lots of fun next Saturday, 10:30 over in Sheraton. Sign up that day, I suppose, and what time the sign-up starts?
Sign-up will start at 9:30. There is actually early sign-up, but in order to do that now, you would need to call Deb Storm, and the number for her would be 641-774-7617. That's Deb Storm, 641-774-7617.
I guess if they want to see you run, they could probably come and watch as well.
I plan on helping with registration, but then there's a few of us that's going to be running too. Cost for this at the day of the race will be $25, and that'll get you a shirt if there's any left. We're only ordering so many, so pre-registers will get first, and if there's any left over, then you'll get them there. And there'll be refreshments afterwards, too. So, and it's for a good cause. So, you know, that's kind of a near and dear thing to me because we've got friends that kids with juvenile diabetes, and I've got family members with diabetes ourselves. So, you know, that's something we need to knock out in this lifetime.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, let's talk about the team real quick. You know, as I was talking with Coach Winkie and coaches at Ratliff, that this is an amazing team you guys got to put together. And I think we're just still young in the season. I think our best times are laying ahead of us.
Yeah, you're talking last year we had temperatures that was 20 degrees warmer, you know, a month ago. So we've been fighting kind of getting it warm enough to get out on the track without having snow on it. So these kids are really putting out some tremendous times right now for no more than what we've been outside. And I just look for the times to keep just plummeting down. So, and they're all working hard. There are a lot of young kids, so hopefully they're real coachable yet. And so far they have been. So as long as they keep listening to us and putting out the effort that they are, they're going to do quite well.
Well, Coach Beal and Coach Ratliff, the dynamic duo of running, that's what I call them. And not only do they coach it well, but they run it well, and they're out there, they lead by example. And, Coach, thanks for taking some time with us. Next Saturday morning, 10:30, yes. Going to be over in Sheraton. Yes. Red Bud Run.
Thank you very much, Jason.
We're going to take a quick time out. Come right back here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
When Boats Home Furnishings in Pella has a sale, everyone pays attention. And now it's time for their spring flooring sale. Only at Boats Home Furnishings can you buy carpeting for just $233 a square foot, including padding and quality installation. Also, special pricing on Mannington flooring. No interest till 2014. Don't miss this sale on their complete line of carpet, vinyl, laminate, wood, and porcelain tile flooring. Now at Boat Home Furnishings, 620 Franklin Street in Pella.
Community First Credit Union is proud to offer extended hours of service to our members. With our call center, you can talk to one of our live, friendly representatives 7 days a week. Open accounts, transfer funds, make payments, or inquire about your account all over the phone. Save yourself a trip to the branch and call toll-free 866-360-5370. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
With me now is the head coach of the Albia tennis team, head coach Joe Judge. Coach, undefeated here as we sit Friday night after a big win over Oskaloosa. You got to feel really good about where your guys are at this point in the season. And in spite of Mother Nature's effort to keep you guys off the courts, you guys are getting it done and getting it done with victories.
Absolutely. We've got a pretty solid veteran team this year. I'm proud of the way they played in the last three meets. But as you said, tonight was pretty chilly, and I think that we might have had a little different outcome if our hands were working a little better on some of those matches. But
6-3 win over Oskaloosa, and that's always a good thing, and doing that on the road and having to overcome the weather. One of the things you have a challenge as a coach is when you go on the road and you go with the weather, you've got all those other distractions that you have to overcome.
Right. But when I got a team with the potential that I have this year, I'm always looking for what more. What could we have done? Yeah, we've had a 7-2 two 7-2 victories and a 6-3 victory, and those are solid wins. But those two losses and the three losses tonight, you know, what could we have done differently? Because we should have won those points.
You got good chemistry with your doubles teams. You know, you got guys that have stepped up into those advanced roles and the singles, and you got guys that are filling those spots and doing a really good job.
The thing I'm really excited about this year is our doubles teams. We lost a all-stater last year, not coming back this year on singles, but we've really made up with what we're doing on doubles, and we've got three solid doubles teams, and really whatever combo I make, I expect that we're going to get out there and we're going to be pretty competitive against anybody in the doubles.
Well, 3-0 start, you got a big contest tomorrow, go to Knoxville tournament. That's always a nice gauge to see where you're at.
Yeah, we're going to see a couple teams that we're going to have at district tournament. Unfortunately, Pella's not going to participate this year, and I like to see them because they're always the strongest team in our district, and see where we hold up with them. But we don't have a duel with Sheraton until Monday. But I'm really anxious to see Sheraton. They've got a couple of really strong players, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with them in the tournament. So seeing them in a tournament tomorrow is going to be good. I don't know anything about Seidel, and Seidel's not even in our district, but they're going to be there tomorrow. So. They're going to be kind of the surpriser for us. I'm not sure what we're going to get with Seidel.
Coach, you talk about this team, the makeup of it. You've only got two seniors on the team, and then you got a bunch of guys that are kind of new to the squad, and not necessarily underclassmen, but new to the squad. Three seniors on the team. So talk about those three seniors and the other guys that are filling in those roles.
Well, we have new to the program, but a senior, and serving like a madman tonight and in all of his matches is Vinny Belt. I'm glad that he could come and fill in for in the lower spots, playing the better players. It's been a tremendous help. And then his brother Noah is a sophomore this year, and he's got a lot of potential to move up. So there's our two and our three. They're doing well for us. We've got Christian Summers at number five, he's going to win pretty much. Don't want to jinx him, but playing the number five spot, he's a three-year letter winner. It shows you the strength of the depth of our team that he's playing five, but he's a solid five. And then Tim Cole, who's another senior. This is his second year on the team. He's playing number six, and he's 3-0. So Christian and Tim are 3-0 at 5-6. Austin O'Leary, this is his second year on the team. He's 3-0 at number four. And then we got Hobie, who I've only ever had two freshmen to varsity letter in my program, and Hobie's one of them. So he's playing number one this year. And had a heartbreaking tiebreak match tonight that he came a little short on. But, hearing him in the background, he doesn't want me to bring that up, I don't think. But we got to, like I said, it's half the team is seniors, and then the rest of them are going to be, they're not new to the sport, so they've got some experience, but there's still potential in the future for them.
We're talking with the head coach of the Alabama tennis team, head coach Joe Judge. Coach, for those who maybe haven't played the game of tennis or haven't been around the tennis program, talk a little bit about how it works. You know, what does a matchup, a contest look like?
Every school in a duel, they've got six players they can play on varsity, and then you can have as many JV matches as you want. But there's six players that play varsity for, and there's nine matches. So there'll be six singles matches, and then there'll be three doubles matches. And a duel is won by winning at least five of the nine matches. So depending upon the host school, they determine how whether we're going to play multiple sets or pro sets. And when you got, you know, 40 degree weather and the wind blowing, we decided tonight to play an eight game set with no ad, which just means that it's the next, usually you have to win by two, and no ad is you just next person wins the game. So we do that on a night that is cold and windy, and we got to get the match done. And early on in the season, they're going to be that way too. As we get closer to state tournament time, we're going to bump up to playing best of three sets. If people unfamiliar with the sport, it seems rather confusing because you keep a game score, a set score, and a match score. And so everybody's confused on what does 15 love mean. It's just a way that you keep score so you don't mix up your game and your match scores. But you play a quick game, 15, 30, 40 game, and then it's usually in a set, it's the first to six. But tonight we played one set to eight.
We're talking with head coach Joe Judge, head coach of the Abbey tennis team. They're undefeated so far in the season. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the gauntlet. They're going to lay down the gauntlet next Thursday night, and we're going to find out just what that gauntlet is when we come back to the corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
I want to rock!
It's Broadway's biggest party, Rock of Ages. Featuring the greatest tunes of the 80s. Don't miss the five-time Tony-nominated musical that the New York Times calls impossible to resist.
Presented by Des Moines Performing Arts at the Civic Center, April 26th through 27. Visit DesMoinesPerformingArts.org for tickets.
Rock of Ages.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why I'm here. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa, and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. I ask people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for you and your family. Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa at 807 A Avenue West, where we put the life back in life insurance.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have you heard of Pekin Insurance? This is David Lang at MDL Insurance Services. Pekin Insurance has made our life easier at MDL simply because of their claim service. When you have a claim, Pekin looks for a way to pay that claim, and we like that. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook. MDL Insurance Services, servicing Southern Iowa.
Bowser Equipment Incorporated has found the best seat for loader work is in the new PowerStar tractors from New Holland. That's because the PowerStar cab feels as though it was designed expressly for each operator and for loader work in particular, with an integrated loader joystick control, an equal number of forward and reverse speeds, a no-clutch fingertip shuttle option, and an optional high-visibility roof panel that gives you a clear view to the raised loader. Stop by Bowser Equipment Incorporated and feel the New Holland PowerStar difference for yourself.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back. I'm with head coach of the Albia Blue Demon tennis team, head coach Joe Judge. Coach, before we get to finding out what the gauntlet is, let's talk about, how do you practice? You got six varsity players, but right behind that is a bunch of guys that want to earn their spot as well, and you know, we're limited to courts time, and you got the girls to go with. That's a lot to pull off.
Yeah, and four courts in a community and having a girls program and a boys program, it's tough. And then you never know in Iowa what you're getting in March for weather. And we did not have cooperative weather this year. We had to go inside the gym and play, and there's only so much you can do to mimic the game on a gym floor, but until you actually start swinging at tennis balls bouncing off of a hard court, you can't simulate that. So usually I try to make an hour's not a whole lot of time, but if you do 2 hours with your top six, then the next year you're not going to have anybody to play the sport for you. And I usually take six kids for the first hour, sometimes seven, and then I'll come in, and if I'm going to work on doubles, so I'll have, and we'll go through and work those doubles. There's got to be a lot of fundamentals. I do drills with balls that they've got to hit five, seven balls at a time, and then try to keep track of their score. And that's your fundamentals, just repetition of standing on a baseline, hitting the balls, running. It's really hard for the person that's never played the sport to realize how hard it is to hit while you're moving, to hit a tennis ball with accuracy where you want it to be hit. And it's not until people actually try it that they realize how difficult that is.
Yeah, it's a much more challenging sport than if you're watching on TV than what it looks like on the screen, and with that, because it's not a main street sport everywhere around the world except for here in the middle of Iowa, but you have that challenge of trying to get kids to come out to a sport that they're really not that familiar with. It's not like basketball, wrestling, or baseball where they get that all the time. So, how do you get the guys to come out and participate in the game of tennis?
Well, I was just talking to somebody about that earlier. Right now, there's no big American tennis players. When I was growing up, Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras were as household names as Michael Jordan was. And today, there's just not an American that does, and I think that's part of it. But how do I do it? I invite kids to come play. And I work in the high school, and I see all these kids, and walk down the hallway, and I say, you're not doing anything this spring. There's no reason for you not to come out and see how you can hit some tennis balls around for me. And it's been successful for me. I try to recruit as many kids as I can, and some of them aren't ever going to be tennis stars, but they've learned how to play the game, and they know how to do it. I've got others. I'm looking at Austin O'Leary right now, who never thought he wanted to play tennis before, but he gave it a shot, and now he's one of the foundation on my team. I couldn't do without it. And if I hadn't gone out and asked him to play, he wouldn't have come if it didn't take that personal invitation.
Well, and once they find out, the game is a whole bunch of fun. And from a spectator standpoint, those who haven't come out and watched a meet, It is a lot of fun to watch. It's much more fun to watch than sitting watching it on television. And of course, when you have kids that you're following, it does make it that much more enjoyable. But once kids get a little taste of it, they realize that this is a lot of fun.
Absolutely, and it is a unique sport in which you're going to be able to play it your entire life with somebody. Doesn't matter what the level of skill that the person you're coming up to or you're playing. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. You can still go out and play the game of tennis with them. I mean, I like to play somebody that's going to give me a challenge, but at the same time, I could go out and hit tennis balls with somebody that's had knee replacement surgery. As long as they're able to be a little mobile, we can hit balls around together, and it's something you can do your whole life.
That's just it, and it's a great game and great conditioning sport as well, which that's where you get the running back and forth. But it's a great sport to go afterwards and have a meal with everybody, just like we're having tonight. We're doing this actually interview at Taco John's in Oskaloosa after the big win. But I want to know about this gauntlet. You were talking about the gauntlet. What is the gauntlet?
Well, as you said, I really believe that high school athletics, part of it is the camaraderie you have with your teammates. And we like to do fun things. And one of the things we do when we drive home from Davis County, it all started probably, I think it was my first year coaching. And we were starting, and the kids were arguing about which restaurant we were going to stop at. And I said, well, let's just pull off, and we're going to hit Taco John's, and I'll just start making the loop around Ottumwa until we get back onto the highway. And they wanted to eat, and so then we decided that it was going to be a challenge every year, and we call it the gauntlet, where you got to stop, and we get a bite to eat from everywhere, from Taco John's all the way wrapped around to KFC. So the kids enjoy that. Parents probably don't, as much as it costs the pocketbook to do that, but we have fun, and usually we're whining and complaining on the way back to Albia from Ottumwa.
I'm wearing my stretchy pants on Thursday. And the gauntlet. Coach, it's been a while since a conference title, and this is the type of team that can get that for you. Talk about that.
Yeah, the South Central Conference is as strong as I think it's ever been. And we've got a really strong Davis County team. We beat Centerville this week in a duel, but they're the scary type. They could put a tournament team together and surprise you. And I've seen Coach Parker do that enough times to know that I can't overlook Centerville when they come into a tournament. Davis County is 1 through 6 are seniors, veteran players. We've had close matches with them the whole time they've been on the team with this team. We can do it. It's going to come from our doubles play. We need a few wins in singles in a tournament, and then if we can get these doubles teams into the finals, we might be able to rack up enough points. We haven't had there's been one SEC championship team in Albia history, and that was 1996. And all those banners in the gym, boys tennis, that's got a pretty lonely number up there with them.
Well, Coach, appreciate you stopping and visiting with me here at Taco John's. After a big win tonight, 6-3 over Oskaloosa, undefeated are the boys' tennis team, but they got to get bright and early, and they'll head to Knoxville tomorrow or this morning, and we'll be on our way to watch some of that. And good luck to you guys, and great team, and going to be a lot of fun this season.
Absolutely, and don't forget, they've got a tournament on their mind, and I think they're going to be focused. Then they got to get home and go to prom, so... we're going to try to make quick work of this tournament so the guys can get home and not be stinky when they go do promenade.
Their girlfriends might appreciate that, along with their mothers and the girlfriend's mother. All right, that was Coach Joe Judge. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Say goodbye to your old phone and hello to amazing new deals at U.S. Cellular. Like the Samsung Galaxy Axiom and select new smartphones, all for under $100. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better.
Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular. For more details, Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Captain's Landing is open for its 9th season. Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, is ready to serve you some of the best pizzas, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of the lake. If you're looking for something special for your sweet tooth, Captain's Landing can fill the need with their pies, brownies, and their homemade sugared and toasted pecans. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Their hours are Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Check out Pizza Hut's great big deal. Get a large two-topping pizza for just $7.99. That's right, $7.99 for a large two-topping pizza. Top it up for $2 more and make it a specialty pizza. Dine in, carry out, or delivery.
The boys of summer are back in town, and the 2013 Iowa Cubs season starts with a bang with opening night fireworks on Friday, April 12th at Principal Park. Catch all the fun of the first homestand with magnet schedule giveaways on Saturday and Sunday, April 13th and 14th. An Anthony Rizzo jersey shirt night on Tuesday, April 16th. Dollar hot dogs on Thursday, the 18th, and more. Get your tickets at iowacubs.com. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun. Stay for the game.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. C-First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. And I'm on location up here in Knoxville watching the boys' tennis team participate in the Knoxville tournament. And right now watching Christian Summers and his partner go at it in doubles play. And the Blue Demons had a great tennis team. As I talked with Coach earlier, we were actually visiting last night. One of the things that's a lot of fun when you get out and able to hang out with these kids and the coaches is that the fun that they have after their contests and their meets. And last night, we hung out at Taco John's in Oskaloosa for about an hour afterwards, having a good time and goofing off with the kids. And the coaches really get to build that camaraderie. You heard it with Coach Todd Ratliff and his staff and Coach Judge. You know, they have a passion for the game, for the sport that they're coaching, but really it's the joy they get working with the kids and building those friendships and also the life lessons that go with the game and the challenges of the sport that they're participating in. I want to thank Coach Judge. I'm looking forward to next Thursday, the Gauntlet. You heard the coach talk about that. What fun they're going to have after their contest down in Davis County, and they're going to go and hit all the eating establishments in Ottumwa. That is the Gauntlet. The challenge is to survive all the stops, so the parents are broke when the kids come back, but they'll be full for a week. I want to thank Coach Ty Ratliff and to congratulate the Albia boys track team. What an outstanding season they're having, and what a great job that they've done with the distance runners getting better. And it sounds like with Coach coming in to help with the guys that are doing the other events, the field events, that this is going to be a well-rounded team going into districts, and the team that has a chance to really do some amazing things, not only at the Drake Relay this year, but at state, and the records that are being broken, and the young athletes that are on that track, boy, Albia's got something bright to look forward to the future. Prom night, and so have fun, kids, and don't stress about all the little details of your outfits and all that other goofy stuff. Make sure you just have a good time and relax and have fun with your friends, and These are moments that are going to resonate in your life forever. But make it fun and go to After Prom and enjoy that. The parents have put a lot of work into making After Prom something special for all the kids here in Alvia and local communities around the area that have donated and made sure that they, our kids have alternatives to the things that we don't want them to do. And the thing that we do want them to do is to have fun and enjoy being young. And a great night. Hopefully this sun will stay out. Mother Nature is going to give us a little bit of a reprieve here the next day or two. But spring is in the air. The sports are in action. And the Coach's Corner is going to get busy with golf next week and try to catch up with Coach Marty Hermson, Coach Mike Dewey, and talk to some boys and girls golf. Two outstanding coaches, two outstanding programs. And I know their kids are working hard, and they're having to overcome the same things the track and tennis teams are, and that is overcoming Mother Nature. Had a chance to catch with Bill Anderson earlier yesterday, and he mentioned that today's Senior Babe Ruth game is canceled, but they will be playing tomorrow at home. So that'll be a chance for you to come out and watch the guys in action as we're going to have another exciting baseball and softball season ahead of us. Getting to see here if I can get a scoring update. And I can't, but we will try to get an update for you on Monday of the action here from the weekend for the track and tennis team. This is Jason Summers saying so long. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great prom. We will see you next week from the Corner 34 and 5. This is Jason Summers saying so long. Have a great weekend.
Broadcasting from high atop historic Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.